said with his feet. It's very difficult to visualize how Bnei Israel, after having experienced the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yetzias Hamakas, and after having experienced Maamon Har Sinai, saw the Gilui Shechina, both by the Yetzias Hamakas, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and by Maamon Har Sinai, and then they go ahead and make a Nega. 40 days after Maamon Har Sinai, it doesn't make any sense. Even people today, they haven't seen such Gilui Shechina. Most people don't get involved in Avodah Zarah. How is it possible that the Jews at that time should have sinned with Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that the Derech HaTeva, they would never have been Nichshal in this Teva. But they really didn't have the Bechir, if they had a Bechir HaChavshis to choose to worship the Egel or not, to choose to make an Egel or not, they wouldn't have done it on their own. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the Bechir HaChavshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times does that. We don't have Bechir HaChavshis to do everything and anything that we want to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended their Bechir HaChavshis and forced them and caused them to sin with the Chet Egel. What in the world did he do that for? When he gets excitement, he gets a thrill when the Jewish people worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, "Bahoras tshuva l'rabim." He wanted to teach them the lesson that even if the entire tzibur does the chet of Avodah Zarah, it's still possible that everybody should be chozer b'tshuva. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah seems to be continuing with this theme when the Gemara interprets on the pasuk "Vayavar Hashem al pana vayikra Hashem Hashem karach nachanun." So the Gemara says that the phrase "Vayavar Hashem al pana" has the connotation of a shleach tzibur who's over l'pnei ha-teva. Like the Mishnah was used in the Melitza, over l'pnei ha-teva. See here, Vayavar Hashem al panav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went like a shleach tzibur in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was he a shleach tzibur about? So the Gemara says, Melamech in the Sata of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shleach tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivayachol, dressed up. He appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu as if he was dressing up at a palace, and then he went to the Yamud, and he started saying, Yudki Melitza, Hashem Hashem, Kerach Mechano, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, they called man shabana chaytim yasa lefanek yisaydo azeh. They should say yudgimul midas, just like I'm saying now. That's how they should say later. That's why our minig is that the chazan wears a talus when he says the yudgimul midas. I say in the middle of the night. So the Gemara says that the our minig is the shlichas dashmorim kaboker. The same middle of the night. So the that's what the minig is supposed to be. It's supposed to say shlichas middle of the night. And they're supposed to say it 8 o'clock in the morning and then down to the 9 o'clock. It's supposed to say balayla bashmorim kaboker. So the answer is because it's based on this Gemara. The whole idea of saying slichas is derived from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he taught us this lesson. He said that he told us Kodman Shabana Chaitim Yaza Lufana Keseda Hazer. So you see that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to be a hemshah of the Agarata. I don't know how you see from the Pasuk, but the Gemara says that. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is left to start the things in the Talmud. Then he was showing Moshe Rabbeinu how the Shleach Tzibur should say the Yud Gimel Midas in order to acquire a kapara. This Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that presents this version of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying the Yud Gimel Midas seems to be a hemshech of the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, that the whole purpose of the Chet Ha'Egel, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused Bnei Yisrael to sin with the Chet Ha'Egel, was in order to horas tshuva l'rabim. And then the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also continues and comments on the pasuk in the end of the parsha. Beginning of Shishi, Vayomer Hinei Anochi Kareh Es Bris Neged Kol Amcha Esem Mefloas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to make a kris his bris with Bnei Yisrael, and he doesn't say what the bris is all about. So Rashi interprets a pshat in the pasuk that the bris is that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinasai Al Agoyim, that the Nevuah will only be chal on Bnei Yisrael, not on the Yom HaSoyim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for. B'nefilu Ani V'Yamecha, that he should be haflaya, separation and a distinction that the Ashrayas Hashkina the Ruah should only be Chala Bnei Yisrael, not on Umas HaEilo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hinei Anochi Kareh Es Bris Al Zos." That's how Rashi says, "Esen Iflo Ola is Miloshin Unitlinu Ani V'Yamecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu has masked him to make a bris, an agreement that he won't give the Nevuah to Umas HaEilo. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah interprets differently. Hinei Anochi Kareh Es Bris, the Torah Tzimut Kosh. Rosh Hashanah is designed on a base. Bris Kerusa Vayud Gimel Nida is the Gemara understands that this refers back to Hashem Hashem Kerach Mechanu. He says, "Hinei Anochi Kareh Es Bris," that until now, the Medrash fills it in, until he made the bris his bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that when people do tshuva, the Chanosi Yesh HaSharocham, the Nichamti Yesh HaSher HaRachem. Sometimes I'll forgive the people and sometimes not, depending if this Kivayoch is with what mood I'm in. It's very unclear what it means. That's what the Medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally said L'chanos Yesha Sharachem L'recham T'Yesha Sharachem, but sometimes I'll forgive if people are close with children and sometimes not. And now he's made a priestly priest with Bnei Yisrael Neged Kol Am Ches in the floor, it's only with Bnei Yisrael that when they, if Chas V'Shalom a Jew sins and he's close with a tshuva for real and he says Takadu Gimel Midas, he wakes up in the morning to Midas, he says Gimel Midas before the Midas, right to Midas, sitting there saying Gimel Midas, oh, every day. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he'll forgive him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a priest of Riz that he'll always forgive the person who's placed in the children. If he's from Bnei Yisrael, and if he goes with this Nusa, he says, you and me.
What's the
first
word
that's how Rashi interprets. The Shilayashva HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Hashem said, Hashem said, this is what it is.
Why is that a double shikushin? Based on the fact that the Bible says you get set up the Hebrews, you don't think so? That's not double shikushin. It's not shikushin. as a pasuk. So perhaps, let's say, there's not really a violation of laning lois tirtzach as a separate pasuk because it's a pasuk de paskei moish. So that really, you can do that bein yochad bein mitzi, but that really doesn't pose any problem. But the problem would be present with the other divros. Let's say the din of kol pasuk de lois paskei moish applies in the reverse also. Let's say the Baal Kore lanes a pasuk and then he doesn't pause it. The first pasuk he goes into the next pasuk. Many Baal Kriya have that habit that they lane to the end of the pasuk and they don't pause. They go weiter into the next pasuk and then they pause. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed that that's also the violation of kol pasuk de lois paskei moish. Not just the din that you're not allowed to lane ahead of the pasuk. You have to lane everything kechsova. You have to stop at the end of the pasuk and not to stop in the middle of the pasuk unless no shah then stop. That is a pasuk then. This is a psukha restuma, b'emtza parsha, b'emtza pasuk. So what's the heter to laying, let's say, what's the heter to laying the tam ho'elyon? Aren't we violating on the loisirtzach, loisinach, we're not really violating, that's a psukha did paskei moshe, but aren't we violating the iser on the original dibris? Where you lay a few psukim together, you read, you lay, you run on psukim, you keep on connecting all the psukim, that's also a violation of not laying in kichsavai. So that's why Moshe Soloveitchik held that you're not allowed to. You shouldn't do. You should never use the tamar. But the minig oilim is not so wise. Apparently, we assume that here there's another kichsavoy. That you, just like over here, just like sometimes there's a kichsavoy of sukkim, and sometimes there's a kichsavoy of parshis, depending what you're working with. And here there's a kichsavoy of yud gimel midas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yatzal ufanik yaseder azem, ani meichel lehem. Let them say yud gimel midas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu singled this out as another form of laning kichsavoy. This is mutter. This is a separate thing. So too, we don't know exactly where the mocker is in the Gemara, but apparently the minhag has it that we have a right to lay now. So it's not dibris, either b'teres pesukim or b'teres dibris. Perhaps that's the way that we assume that the Baruch Shem said it. I've seen it. And you just might have said it to yourself, then you're supposed to lay the Tama Taskim, right? Okay. And the minig is that we use the Tam HaElyon B'tzibur, somehow we assume that B'tzibur is a special din, just like Maimon HaSinai was at this B'tzibur. At that time, apparently, the Rabban Shalom, we assume the Rabban Shalom said the Dibros in a breakdown of Dibros, not in the breakdown of Sukkim. So perhaps that's why also we assume that when we lay the Aseres HaDibros B'tzibur, we can lay it also the Teres Dibros, not the Teres
Pesukim. What about Tiddush?
Right, the Paskim talk about that. It's some safe and others talk about that. Is it permissible to start in the middle of the Paskim? We have a whole literature on it.
Is it possible that this
sort of
thing doesn't
is that you're allowed to say you give me this separately, right? We have a minhag that the Shari Prime writes like that, that even when you say you give me this and it's looted to say it separately, we have the minhag that the Achrayim say you should always start from Yav Hashem Upan Vayikra. You should never start from Hashem Hashem. So the Achrayim ask a kasha, why? At the end, you're going to be mapsik in the middle of the pasuk, benake, you're not going to finish. So in the beginning, it's also muter. You see that Kol Pesuk Lo Paskei Moshe doesn't apply here. We have a heter to lay in the Torah's Yud Gimel Midas. You don't have to say that the Torah's pasuk. So why do they Achrayim mark the Davki you should start from a Yad Hashem Alpana? Why do they say you have to start from the beginning? It's mutter. You say the Torah's Midas is mutter. So that's what we suggested. Perhaps based on the Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, there are many different opinions in the Mishonim. How do you reckon? How do you count the Yud Gimel Midas? Which are the Yud Gimel Midas? So Tosis quotes two opinions. The Rambam on the Rucham has another Mishonim has different cheshbon of how to count. What do you count? On the Chalpanu. Salafta Lavnenu Chatzene Chalpanu is also from Yud Gimel Midas. How far? Where are the Midas? Fukir Avnobis Alban is also from Yud Gimel Midas or not? It's usually assumed that it's not. So Tosis has two opinions. Tosis says, Wamshad Vayav Hashem Alpanu Vayikrua Kolim. And then Bona Shalom said, Hashem is one meter. Hashem is another meter. How is that two meters? The Gemara says, Hashem, Barim Sheyechtan, Hashem, these are two meters. And then Kael is the third meter, Rakam is the fourth, Khan is the fifth, Rakhan is the sixth, Rakhesed is the seventh, Emes is the eighth. And so on, go back to Tais makes a whole case. And then Tais has another pshat note. Vayikra Hashem, and the Rabbani Shalom went in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra Hashem, and the Rabbani Shalom said, Kolim, Hashem. That's the first meter. Care was the second meter. Racham was the third meter. These are two opinions that Tosfos has. Other Rishonim have other sheets. But Tosfos has two sheets. Pashut, how to read, how to sign the words in the pasuk. Whether you say Vayikra Hashem, colon, and then the first meter is the second Shem. Or no, Vayikra has a colon after, and then Hashem, Hashem, are two meters. So according to the one day that the first Hashem is not from the Yud Gimel meter, so if you're going to say Hashem, Hashem, Karacham, Hacham, that'll be a violation of Motzi Shem Shalom V'Atolah. What are you saying the first Shem for if it's not part of the Yud Gimel meter? So perhaps that's the reason why the Achrayim suggests that even on Yikar Adin it's really mutter to say the Yud Gimel meters separately without the beginning of the pasuk. But right, that we say that at the end we just stop Vinake, we don't finish the pasuk. But perhaps that's why our minhag is to be makpid to begin from the beginning from Vayav Hashem upon us, because it is machlokes and tosis. Where do the Yud Gimel meters begin? Do you say the first Shem or not? So how can you say it? So you begin from the beginning of the pasuk. So it's always shayla. No, you should really pause at the right place also. That's the minute. We assume that Hashem, Hashem are the first 2 minutes. So the former Bialma, we start from the beginning of the pasuk. Even though the first Shem belongs before, we're not pausing in the right place, but at least we made a Hatzolah put.
The first Shem
we assume the Ikra, then we assume the second opinion, that Hashem, Hashem are the Yudim Amidus, beginning of the Yudim Amidus. So just the yes it says, but not to say the beginning of the pasuk. We can't make everybody happy, so we'll be pausing at the wrong place according to the other opinion. So we don't hold like that opinion of Ikra Adin. Just because of the Chaim Radin, it might be Shem Shaman from Atola, so the Chosh is for that opinion. So we start from the beginning of the pasuk. A little bit. Yes. Vayikra. Vayikra sounds like it's a trap. It sounds like it's a set. Would you? Just a little Purim Torah in connection with what we said before, the Ramban and the Radvaz, no, Hilchos Purim that we just learned. The Ramban and the Radvaz made a compromise between Mitzvahs Deraisa and Mitzvahs Derabbanan, that Mitzvahs Deraisa and Mitzvahs Sfiras Kavanah, Mitzvahs Derabbanan and Mitzvahs Sfiras Kavanah. So we often have the question, what status should the Diri Kabbalah have? Diri Kabbalah means the Mitzvah Derabbanan, which is recorded in Kisei HaKodesh. It has a higher level, a slightly higher level than the Diri Derabbanan. It doesn't reach the level of a din deraisa, but it's more serious, it's more common than a plain din derabbanan. So he mentioned it through Yevon's opinion is, sort of by Rav Kivega and Shemanah, that the speaker the Rabbana Lakuda doesn't apply to the Divrei Kabbalah. Stopping Divrei Kabbalah is the Kuma. And we discussed last week whether Kriyas HaMegillah is considered Divrei Kabbalah or not, because it's not written in Beloshim Sikhu. It just says, Ayam Ha'ilah Miskarim and Asim, Machlech Yisafaskim, that the stopping by Kriyas HaMegillah would be Lakumra or not. Is that called Divrei Kabbalah or not? So here is also a shayla. The Prima Gadim raises the question: do you say mitzvahs tzrichas kavana by divrei kabbalah? From divrei kabbalah to divrei Torah damya, divrei Torah we say mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. We say no. Divrei kabbalah is a din de rabbanon, and din de rabbanon is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, the Hachmir, that divrei kabbalah is divrei Torah damya, and mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah raises the kasha: how can it be if the Mishnah says karam nisnamle yotz? First lays in Megillah and he's half asleep, so he yikes, he's half asleep, he's drowsing, he's dozing off. How can you say that he has kavanah lotzeis? There's obviously no kavanah. So don't you see that in mitzvahs derabbanan, even though it's a divrei kabbalah, the din is that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah? Or don't you see that Kriyas HaMegillah is not a divrei kabbalah? Like the Chavita Rav had his right in the Rashi and Tanis. So don't you see either one or the other, either that Kriyas HaMegillah is not a divrei kabbalah, that's against the Prima Gadim and the Shuri Yevon, or you see that the Chlal, the whole thing is wrong, that the Divrei Kabbalah also is it's the same Sifas Kabbalah. That's what we mentioned last week, the Teretz Mishnah Berurah has a Teretz, and the Mishnah Yankov has a Teretz. That's what we discussed last week. So here, this is seems to be the way the Gemara in different places understood the Parsha of the Chetah Edelet. Really, the Derech HaTeva, if they would have used the Bechira Chavshis that people normally have, they wouldn't have been able to sin. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be that after the Nisim requires that they saw with their own eyes, which has Kriyas Yamsuf, Kriyas Hamakas, Ramir Hasina, that they should go ahead and make an Eidol? It's impossible. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended that the Yafashis enforced them to sin. For what good reason? We wanted to teach them the lesson that even after sinning, it's still shy to think of the new tshuva. The horis tshuva la rabbin, even though the rabbin did see what did in Aveira, it's always possible to come back. And that's why Vayav Hashem al-Fan al-Ikram l'amishin istat al-Kadosh Baruch shl'atzidu v'amad al-Moshe Kozman Shabbat Nechot Niyas al-Fan al-Kisayda Azer. The whole lesson of the Chet Eidl was the teaching of the ability of tshuva. And the Gemara understands that that was in an effort to carry his bris. The bris was on the Yud Gimel Midas, on tshuva. That whenever the people do tshuva and they mention the Yud Gimel Midas, the bris grus of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shein Echaz is Reikon, that the tshuva will be accepted. The Marashot talks about that kashya. So why were they punished over there? Because they didn't see the Bechir HaKadosh, they didn't see none of their own free will. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Levim, here Jewish, everybody should kill all the other people deserved by the Chet Eidl. Kashya. Kashya. I don't know. Marashot talks about that. Torah Tmima has a very fascinating comment in the Sefer Mekor Baruch. He wrote an autobiography. His name is Baruch. So he writes about the mocker of his family that he came from. They were descendants from the Baruch. One, the Spartan. The family name Epstein is a corruption of the name Ben Beneshti. Beneshti was the family name of the Knesset Sakdorlo and his Knesset brother, the Bulsatri's brother. So they were all descendants from the Balamor and the Ramor. He writes the whole thing. So in his autobiography, he writes all kinds of things. So he, among other things, he has this comment. He says, in Shulchan Aruch, there's an opinion quoted that Parshas Korah is a Chiv Kriya Deraisa. So the Dolmagan says it's a Torah cycle, doesn't make any sense, how can it be Deraisa? There's no Mokan in the book. So Achrayim gives different suggestions. So he also gives a suggestion. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, the Simik Samach, the Rechaim, and Lucas Kriyashma, where the Magen Avraham says, based on the Alfred Shemani, that there's a mitzvah every year, once a year, every year, delaying the Parshas Chetoi. How does the Yalkut Shimon get that? Because the Pasuk says in Chumash in Bron, Zohar Eis Asher Tzavtas Hashem Lokecha Bamidbor. You should always remember the Chet Ve'Eigel. He doesn't quote it, the Magen Avraham doesn't quote it, but the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes like that. At the end of the Hashmotas, the Minyan Ho'esen, the Ramban writes that the Rambam left out a Mitzvah essay. He thinks, namely, to remember Chet Ve'Eigel. And then the Ramban himself is not too sure what the nature of this Mitzvah is. This Mitzvah only to the Torah Midbar, that they should remember the Chet Ve'Eigel, that despite the fact that they sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them, and he didn't punish them for the Chet Ve'Eigel. Or perhaps it's a mitzvah l'doros. So that's a sophic in the Ramban. Whether this mitzvah, Zohar Reis Hashem Tzavtas Hashem HaKecha Ba'Midbar, is a mitzvah l'doros or only for the Dor HaMidbar. So the Magen Avraham puts the Alter Shemoni that says that it's a mitzvah l'doros. And then he even says he should let the Terhak Tzav. Just like by Parashat Zohar, the Gemara learns that in the Megillah, Daf Yutches. Because Tzav Zazi Karma say you have to be Yotzi Terhak Tzav. That's sufficient Balpeh. So over here, the Alter Shemoni says you have to lay Parshas Chet Ve'Eigel Miterhak Tzav. So then Magen Avraham Krek Akash, if so, how come we don't have a special Parshas Chet Ve'Eigel with a special Haftarah, special Kriya with a special Haftarah? So the Magen Avraham says that it's a genus, it's a deny for Bnei Israel that we were all involved in Avodah Zarah. So it's not, the Chacham didn't feel it proper that they should institute a special Kriya with a special Haftarah. So every year when we lay Parshas Tzitzis, we should have a mind to the Yotzi. The Balkur should have a mind, and the Tzibur should have a mind to the Yotzi, that this Parsha, that this Kriya, is a Kriya, a special Kriya Deraisa, unlike the regular Parshas Kriyas HaTorah every week, that is a Kachonis Kachonim. The Kriya's Parshas Chet Ve'Eigel is a mitzvah Deraisa to remember the Chet Ve'Eigel. That's what the Magen Avraham says. In the same Magen Avraham says, we draw a Chet Miriam, that is a mitzvah Deraisa to remember Zechiras Chet Miriam, also a Pasuk. So he says, we get about the name of Parshas Nechum, the name of Bahalaisa. We read about it. Chacham didn't want to make a special Kriya with a special HaTorah, because it's the Gnai for the Tzadek is Miriam. So in the Sefer, the Kor Baruch, by Baruch Epstein, he suggests another pshat. Mm-hmm. He says, maybe this is why we name Parshas Korach. Because Rashi quotes the Medrash, Rashi quotes the name of Rav Moshe Adarshan, but the Medrash says it also in Parshas Sukkos. Tovo ha'eim with the kaneach tzoas v'noach. That the egel is the blood of the Korach. So the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, that's what the Medrash says, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of Korach Adumo, is to serve as a kapor, as a forgiveness for the Chet Ve'Eigel. So perhaps, Tartina says, perhaps the reason why should we lay Chet Ve'Eigel every year? What's the big mitzvah? Remember Chet Ve'Eigel? We should all walk around with a guilty conscience, with guilty feelings. We should all realize that we're born into sin. We have a stain on our neshama. No, that's not the reason why. We should remember the lesson of the Chet Ve'Eigel. What was the lesson? The Horus Shuvah L'Rabim. That even though everybody sinned with such a terrible effect of Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still made it possible to do tshuva. He made it Kriyas Bris. they do tshuva, they say, you don't need it, they say, well, accept the tshuva. So since the whole idea of the mitzvah, the whole idea of the chet egel was l'horis tshuva l'rabi. So then the stomach, the mitzvah of laning parshas chet egel once a year, every year, to remember chet egel is to remember that lesson of tshuva, not to remember the sin. We should all walk around with guilty feelings. No, we should walk around with happy feelings. We should realize that even if we're terrible and miserable and we're always sinning, a person can always do tshuva from the greatest depths. He can always do tshuva. Because Baruch Hu promised if the tshuva is done, b'leiv shalem. If you say you don't need it, he'll accept the tshuva. Ein achozes reikim, he'll accept the tshuva. So since the whole tachlis of this tchivas chet egel is to remember that there's a tshuva possible, so perhaps that's why the chachamim of Pesachim is shalei, the parshas parah. Because the parshas parah is the tikkun for the chet egel. That's how the man says tavo ha'ein with the taneach. So as we know, the Shabbos we should have in mind, the Shas Priyas HaTorah and the Shas Priyas Parshas Parah, to be eight of this mitzvah. Whatever Parshas Parah is, whether like the Torah Tzimra says or like others say, whatever, should not quote an opinion that it may be a din d'araisa to learn Parshas Parah. And the Magen Avraham says, when we learn the Parshas Kisis, so we eight of that mitzvah of the Ramban and Seifan Mitzvahs and the Alpha Shemoni, to learn Parshas HaTorah once a year, every year. After the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu has to give new luchos. So he told him, "Sal v'chosh ne luchos avarim parish alim luchos ta'avti al ha-luchos es ha-dvarim asher hayu al ha-luchos v'yishanam asher shibar." So the first luchos says, "V'ha-luchos ma'aseh l'kim heim v'ha-michtav michtav l'kim hu choros ha-luchos." It says the parish and the Chumash that the first luchos, both the substance of the luchos and the ksav, were done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say by the first luchos where the rocks came from. It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu brought up rocks to Har-Sinai. So the Medrash says that the rocks came from Tachas Kisi HaKavod. They weren't rocks from Mordechai Mazel. They weren't rocks from the moon either. They were rocks from Tachas Kisi HaKavod. That's what it means in the passage. The halukas, Maisa Lekim Hema. The lukas were not from this earth. The etzim substance of the lukas, the stones and souls were Maisa Lekim. Veha Michtov, and the Anochi Hashem Lekech was carved out. Michtov Lekim Hu Choros HaLukas. The Rebbe Hashem carved it out. Second lukas says the Perish Psal Lekosh Ne Lukas HaVonim. Then it says, V'chosav Di, and I will write. Baruch Shalom speaks, he says he's going to write. So the Pashup Shat is, that's how the Ramban writes on Chumash, and that's how we generally, Ramban, Rabbi Abachai and others say, that's how we generally assume that on the second book is also the Baruch Shalom writer. And then it says in Dvarim also, that V'yachtar al-Halukos, there's also the Baruch Shalom describing that he's going to write on the Luchas that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bring up. That's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. So the Medrash has a different Pshat, Machlekes, whether that's a Pshat or the Pasuk. The Medrash Rabbah has on this Pasuk that it's not so. The second Luchas were both were lacking. It wasn't, Haluchas Maisa Lekim Hainu wasn't there, the Luchas was in this earth. Tamichta Michta Lekim Hu was also not there. Moshe Rabbeinu carved out the second Luchas. What did Moshe do? He dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu carved it out. I tell the Ferish, Luchas Safi al Haluchos. And then it says in Dvarim, V'yachtov al Haluchos, I'm going to write. The Medrash says, "Kivayochol." The Rebbe Shlom says, "I'll hold on to the pen." Like the Sefer writes and say the Peres. If you want to write a Noitz, so the Sefer holds on to the pen, and then you hold on to the pen on top, and then he writes. The Medrash says that's what it means. The Rebbe Shlom will help Moshe Rabbeinu a little bit, but it doesn't mean that the Rebbe Shlom is writing. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the second one. They both were lacking. It wasn't Ma'aseh L'Kim. The etzem substance of the stones was not Ma'aseh L'Kim, and the etzem script of the Luchos is also not Michtav L'Kim. It was really Michtav Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chodesh Dikim Shem. Michtav Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash gets this from the pasuk that says, "Sov lecho es advarim ha'ilu." Says later in today's sefer, you should write. I've been attended before. V'yachtov al halachos, I will write. V'chasafti al halachos, I will write. So the Medrash says, "No, really, Moshe Rabbeinu did the writing." And when the Rambam Shlom said, "V'chasafti al halachos," means that I'll be misayeh. I'll hold on to the luchos when you write, so they won't shake. I'll hold on to the pen. I'll hold on to your hand. I'll help you out a little bit, but really Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. What is that? Is the significance over here? The Medrash seems to imply that this is the idea of Yigiyah v'amom l'shel Torah. That the person has to write. What? The Baruch Hu's going to do the writing. If you work on learning, then you'll understand. If you don't work, then you won't understand. The Luchas Rishonis was up to a whole different madrega. The Luchas Rishonis would have been with us. Just look at the Luchas and everybody would know everything. The Luchas Shniyas was a different chinuch. After Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchas, then was the Chiddush Gemara Nahum who did that you have to have Yigiyah v'amom l'shel Torah. What's the reason for this? I say you must have heard some of the talks the other night on Tuesday night. There's a lady has a long rush at the end of this Shubas, the end of Chelek Beis and Shubas, and has a Chumash also. Why did the Gemara say
Gaizei Matzasi Tani. Like the person says, I worked hard, and then I was Matzilich and learning, you should believe it. What do you mean Matzasi? She said, Ya Gaizei Vihitzlachti. I succeeded in understanding learning. Tomorrow I was supposed to be Tzukim. Vayitena Moshe Kachalo Sona Dada Rita. He said, Moshe Shalom gave him Matonis, the Moshe Shalom gave the Torah to Matonis. Why is it Matonis? Why is it considered Matonis? If a person works hard on learning, it's not Matonis. It's Tzukim. It's Tzilim, nothing more important. It's Matonis. Why is the Torah considered a Matonis? Let's say a person goes to college and he studies, goes to high school, college, whatever he studies, so he understands it. Why is it called? It's Matonim. Matonim in Hashemayim that he understands is the subjects that he works on in school. So the Beis Halevi explains that there's a big difference. That the Torah is Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu B'Chachmasa Yecho. So Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really a description of Elukus. And Elukus is L'mayla Me'Hasogas B'nei Adam. It's not something that can be understood. It's not really, it doesn't belong to Elam Hazeh. The physics and the chemistry and the mathematics and whatever that Rabbi Leibel Penn is studying in college. So that's an Olam Hazeh. That's all the Olam Hazeh things. That's Nitzvahs and Hasagas Meriah. But Elukus is something that we don't see here in Olam Hazeh. So how can anybody have a Hasagas Elukus? The only way we can have any Hasagas Elukus is by learning Torah. So really Elukus is that much. Is Lamailo Me Hasagas Meriah. So how can anybody understand anything? So that's what the Beis Halevi explains to the Gemara is that it's a Matonah. And it's a Mitzvah. The Rabbi Shalom says, if you work hard at it, then I'll give you the Torah of the Matan, then I'll give you a Havana Tzatera. It doesn't come with Derech HaTeva. The klal is that if a person does something chutz mi gidrei HaTeva, if he works very hard, what do you mean Amol Shal Torah? He studies till 12 o'clock at night. The doctor study also till 1 o'clock at night. Scientist in a lab is trying to, when he's working on something, he'll also work till 1, 2 o'clock at night. He'll have to work more. That's called the Derech HaTeva. When the scientist is working in the lab, or the doctors are studying for their exams, or whatever, or the mathematicians are trying to figure out some kind of equation or something, that's the Derech HaTeva. That's the other half of the stuff. So they work on that, so they work. But there's a limit. They don't work the shul. Torah has to do more than that. Give Amol Shal Torah means when the person works chutzli, give me HaTeva. More than a normal person would work for. In order to find HaTeva, the person works L'mayla min HaTeva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a maton of L'mayla min HaTeva. That's what one of the other speakers is thinking about. On Tuesday night, they mentioned the halacha that when it comes to mitzvahs of Pirsum and Lisa, there's no limit of Koinish. Lag usually is, HaMevazos, HaMevazos, Yeshim HaKadosh. A person is not obligated to do mitzvahs if it's going to cost him more than one-fifth of his total savings. Instead, it's a mitzvah of Pirsum and Lisa, like other persons, like Nechanekin, perhaps making a deal of that, but Shadow ever discussed what Shalach Manas, what Shalach Manas, what is that also Pesum in Nisa? When it comes to Mitzvah Pesum in Nisa, then there's no limitation of Chemish. Why not? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that he thinks what it means is the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us to act normally. You have to lead a normal life. A person is not afraid to lead a Mishum in a life, to live like a nun. So what, the guy's going to go do a Mitzvah? He's going to spend all of his money on a Mitzvah, then what's going to be? He's going to be out of money. He's going to have to go schnorr money with other people. So the Rebbe Shalom says, when it comes to mitzvah, there's such a limit. It's not mechiyuv to be mevazeh with yezim. It's not mechiyuv to spend more than one fifth of the total savings in order to do a mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, say the machlokes. Afraid of week asking, you have to give kol hom beso in order not to violate the law. But the Chafetz Chaim gives the mashal. If the boy starts talking lashon hara with him, if you want to answer lashon hara with him, if you want to talk along with him, but you're a moron, that is not how to talk. Shulman is he's going to fire you, so you lose your job. He says, well, you have to lose your job because Lashon Hara is a lav de'oraisa. A lav de'oraisa, you have to give kol hom beso. You lose your job, that's called kol hom beso. That's called the hayra. It's only avak Lashon Hara. It's only a Lashon Hara de Rabbana. It's a shayla possibly whether a lav de Rabbana, where you have to give kol hom beso, or dinim de Rabbana, lav de Rabbana, can't be machom, and then it's a success of de'oraisa. That's a machloek is that way. The Rabbah is another method. It's real Lashon Hara de'oraisa, he says. You're not allowed to talk to Lashon Hara, even if it's going to cost you your job, because that's a din. Allah says you have to give away. We paskin, like the Ramah, we disagree, but we paskin like the Ramah, you have to give away kol hom beso. But in the mitzvah, not. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, when do you have this klal, that in the mitzvah, you don't have to spend more than chaymesh, because you have to leave with a cheshbon? That's what it's a plain mitzvah says. If you're doing a mitzvah, that the nature of the mitzvah is to assume it's not some zechalanes. You have a lot of mitzvahs that are zechalanes. Tefillin is zechalanes. Matiyatar Hashem b'fich, Tiviyal Chazok, Atiyach Hashem b'Mitzrayim. You have a lot of mezuzahs and a lot of mitzvahs are zechalanes, but they're not pirsumim mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah that's pirsumim mitzvahs, it means that the whole teichen ha-mitzvah, the whole nature of the mitzvah is k'dei l'farseim es hanes, k'dei l'haris, l'galas es hanes, like the Rambam writes. The demonstrate the mitzvah. Not some the historical background of the mitzvah is Deichel Nes, but the nature of the mitzvah right now is also not only is it Deichel Nes, it's also pursuing mitzvah to be Mefarshim Nes now. So why are we being Mefarshim Nes? It means we're calling upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pleading with him that just like he showed us a Nes then, show us Nisim today as well. We're asking for a Nes. You're asking for a Nes, so the Gemara has a call for Mido, Shod, Mode, Bob, Mode, Dimlo. If you lack like that, then the Baruch Hu will lack with you like that. That's what the Gemara says, that means that he gives talk when you die. Why do you give talk? After giving talk to the Bam, the Shikar Bam is coming. The answer is yeah. Because we're also Shikar Bam. So we asked the Baruch Hu that he should give us good year, he should give us Hatzlocha, Parnasa, good marks in college, and good Shikuchim, and good job, and so on. Do we deserve it? Some people do, most people don't. And the people who don't, so why should the Baruch Hu say yes to that? So the answer is, well, they give talk to people who don't deserve it. So you need a Shad Mode. The same way we act to others, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act to us. If we're kind, if we're Vemo Chassadim to others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Vemo Chassadim to us. If we give to people who are not worthy, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us, even though perhaps we are not worthy. Even though probably we are not worthy. So here also, the Mido Shadim Mode, Bo Mode Dimbo, if a man is Moisa Nefesh to do a mitzvah, and he does even with Nim, they're not normal. They give up until Chaimish, they give up until one-fifth of the total savings, that's considered a normal way of living. To give more than Chaimish, that's abnormal. So the person does, he's Maisa Nefesh in this sense. A strength Zachon, he exerts himself. In order to be Nekayim a mitzvah, even to give more than Chaimish, normally they're not allowed to do that. But when it comes to a mitzvah Pesumi Nisi, you're obligated to do that. Because if you want the Rabbanu Shalom to show Nisim to you, you're making a mitzvah Pesumi Nisa to show the Rabbanu Shalom just like he did Nisim in the past. We want him to continue his assistance. He should continue to give us show us Nisim the flaws. So we only can expect Nisim the flaws means Chutz Megidrei HaTeva. We'll do something Chutz Megidrei HaTeva. This is what the Beis HaLevi stresses regarding learning Torah. Hatzlocha in learning means that you'll succeed in understanding something Chutz Megidrei HaTeva. It's not the same as medicine and mathematics and everything. The Baruch Hu made all those things that they should be fit to have. The Torah is the Chepes Kedah Bria Soilah. The Torah was before Bria Soilah. Because it's Chachmas Shachar Baruch. The Baruch Hu was before Bria Soilah. The Baruch Hu was there before the world was created. The medicine and the physics and the astronomy and the mathematics, that's all part of the Bria. So that's an Elam Azeh. But the Baruch Hu and the Torah were there before Bria Soilah. So it's not part of the Bria. It's Chutz L'Malam and HaTeva. So the only way for a person really to succeed in Torah is if he exerts himself a lot. He exerts himself more than the doctors, more than the lawyers, all of those studies are part of the Bria. So that's called Teva. Person exerts himself, chutz megidrei hateva. That's what the Gemara says. Zos hateva hodim ki yom is le'ayla. When a person, ein hateva miskayem, misal v'mi shenei misat shmola. A person can only really succeed in learning Torah if he exerts himself a lot. Chutz megidrei hateva. Doesn't mean he should die. Maybe he doesn't have to necessarily die. It means he exerts himself the mile of an hateva. Chutz megidrei hateva. So that's what the Medrash understands in the Pesukim by the second book of But all of this was in Chadash in the second Lukas. For some reason or another, the Baruch Shalom originally wanted to give the first Lukas, but everything would be written under Lukas. And just looking at the Lukas, everybody would be able to figure out what the meaning was. By the second Lukas, the Baruch Shalom didn't want that. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to make Sovach, or you have to make the Lukas, the substance of the stone, and you have to carve it out. You have to write it all. And it says, V'chasafi al alafos, I'll just be v'sayei a little bit. We're going to do all the writing. This time, the man is, the human being is called upon to do all of the Yigiyah. The Amalah shall pay. The person has to do all the work. He doesn't lose money by it. He's not going to become poor. The Gemara comes on the cost of Solofa, Solfam Shalafot Ehe. The Gemara says that the Rosh Hashanah Moshe Rabbeinu has some very valuable stones and he should carve them out to the right size. And then after he carved them out, so what happened to the stuff that he chipped off? The Gemara says in the Dorim, Solofa, Solfam Shalafot Ehe. The leftover gold and silver, whatever, the leftover stuff. Very valuable, and that Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to keep. So, because the Medrash and the Gemara have two different times. What was the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was given the right to keep this? And the Medrash says this was to pay off Moshe Rabbeinu, he should be equal with everybody else. But in the time of the Mitzrayim, as we say, everybody who's visiting Jesus Mitzrayim. Yishalu, Yish, Reyes, Reyes, Yish, Reyes, 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 Moshe Rabbeinu, the Apostles, he indicated that because he was busy taking care of the bones, dead bones of the earth at that time. Avraham Shal Yosef, so he lost out on the money. He didn't get any money then. So lest anybody think that he's going to lose out or come out poorer than everybody else, Mereshes and today said in Absalah of Salt and Shalchata, hey, that he's going to be on the same level with everybody else. You don't get poor from running first. President learned third and get poor. I'd be poor, he would have been poor anyway. Not going to lose that. Mara has a different version. Not only don't you get poor, you get rich. Mara said, Salah of Salt and Shalchata, that he was an Ashir. Why did he have to be an Ashir? Because we have a member, Ein Ashir Nasher, Ela Chacham Kiba Riyashir. But his brother will only give Nebuah to an individual who is a Chacham, very intelligent, Gibor, very, very strong, and an Ashir, very wealthy. So some interpret the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and says, Ezeo Chacham Halam in Bekolad, Ezeo Gibor HaKodesh in Sitzra, Ezeo Ashir, Asameh Bechelto, and some Chacham interpret that that's what the memory in the Gemara means. That Ein Ashir Nasher, Ela Chacham Kiba Riyashir, why does he have to be tall, dark, and handsome? What that Ashur Sashkin is, it doesn't mean that. It means it should be a Sameach Bechelto, and it should be a Lamed Bechelot, and it should be humble, it should be arrogant, and he knows everything, he doesn't want to listen to what anybody else says, and he should be Shavishah Zitzro. That's what it means to give it. But the Gemara said, I'll find Alonjo points out, but the Gemara says not so. The Gemara doesn't say that goes Pshat. The Gemara says, Chacham, Giba V'yashem means literally, he should be wealthy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. He should be very intelligent, and he should be a Giba means physically strong. The Gemara says, very similar Shavim was a Giba. The Gemara says, how can he put up the Mishkan all by himself? It's physically impossible. Those boards, just make a cheshbon of how thick the wood was. It's impossible for one person, for 50 people, to push up such a board.